three staff stuff and then let the grants.
Call Sussex County Council after the session.
If you want to go back out, I mean, you know.
Mr. Jones, we're in session.
Oh, you got a lot of damn nerve.
We'll bring the afternoon session of Sussex County Council be called back to order. We ran short of time this morning. We will resume on the morning schedule until completed, at which time we'll go to the afternoon session of the public hearings that we do have scheduled this afternoon, which we do have four scheduled. So with that, we'll go to the 10:30 time slot, and Mr. Russell Archett, County Engineer, Assistant County Engineer for the Angola Neck Phase 1 service area, will come forward. Mr. Archett.
Okay, back in September, Council approved circulating petitions for a Phase 1 service area for the Angola Neck area. And I know we won't go into this in long detail, but that's the Angola Neck area all the way from Route 24 down. And we identified an area where we have a lot of interest in having central sewer. Part of it is the woods on Herring Creek, which has a failing on-site system, and the Angola by the Bay, which is up at this end, which has a lot of individual septic systems. And anyway, we sent out petitions right after we got approval from council, and we have already gotten 269 petitions back. All of them have deemed to appear to be valid. So we're ready to go to the next step. Normally, we would ask you to establish a date for the public hearing, but we just verified the petitions, and so we don't have a location yet to have that public hearing. So we will come back to council in January with a recommendation on a public hearing date and a place for it. But until then, we would like to get started on the engineering that's necessary to come up with some cost estimates and propose a sewer system. So I'm coming to council this morning, and I'm asking permission to enter into a contract with Whitman Reckhart and Associates for $91,444 to perform the wastewater facilities plan and environmental assessment for the project. And that will give us the information that we will present to the to the public at the time of the public hearing, which we anticipate sometime to be in around June of next year. And I have a proposed motion, if there's no question.
You may proceed.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County Council President be authorized to execute contract amendment number 3 to its original contract with Whitman Reckhart and Associates LLP for the North Coastal Planning Area for Angola Neck Phase 1 Service Area Facilities Plan and Environmental Assessment at a cost not to exceed $91,444.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion for Angola Neck Phase 1 Service Area as read by Mr. Archett. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Brooklyn.
Bob Jones, project manager.
Mike.
Mike Jones. Mike Izzo Jones.
He just thought. I got lunch anyway, huh?
Yeah, I did get lunch.
Emergency Operations Center, change order number 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, I'm substituting for Bob Jones, as you probably know. Lost his son last week, so
sorry,
unfortunately. I have three items on this change order. Change order number 2 is a credit change order. Basically, it was a situation where for the construction of the new emergency operations center, Bob was able to work with the contractor. Situation where we had a roof drain was added to the project and eliminated some site work, and that resulted in a credit of $500 and some odd. What I'll do is I'll go through all three change orders and pass one motion at the end. Change order number 3 is a time extension of 20 days. It's based upon the amount of inclement weather that we've had since the beginning of the contract. So it adds 20 days to the length of the contract, and we're all in support of that. Change order number 4 totals $8,741. It has four different components, all pretty straightforward. The first item is a conflict with some of the heating units that heat the men's and women's bathroom of the EOC. Those had to be moved from the wall up to the ceiling, so we needed a different support system that added cost to the project. Second item, basically we were looking over the shop drawings for the heating and air conditioning system, and it was determined that we needed to increase the size of the air return grills as well as a duct system servicing the heating and air conditioning system. A lot of additional sheet metal associated with that added cost to the project. Third item, we had to, Joe Thomas requested an additional wall hydrant to the north exterior wall of the building. Unfortunately, the masonry was already in place, so we had to do some drilling, some increased cost there. And finally, there was a conflict with the structural steel frame of the building with one of the mechanical louvers for the intake for the fresh air of the building. It was easier to reconstruct the steel frame of the building rather than come back with a different louver. The total of all those change orders, increased cost of the project of $8,237.57, and it does add 20 calendar days to the contract. And if you don't have any questions, I have a motion I can read.
And I'm close to the percentage we need to be, right?
Oh, we're doing very well.
Doing excellent.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, L. Robert Kimball and Associates, that change orders numbers 2, 3, and 4 for Sussex County project number 04-02 Emergency Operations Building be approved, which extends the contract time by 20 calendar days due to inclement weather and increases the contract amount by $8,237.57 for a new contract total of $7,141,416.57.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the motion for the change orders 2, 3, and 4 as read by Mr. Izzo. And to the record, questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Heather Sheridan, Director of Environmental Services. Ocean Outfall Inspection Contract Change Order Number 1. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
That new employee. Thanks, Ed. We can pass those for you.
As you are aware, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility discharges its treated effluent into the ocean via an outfall. In September 05, we awarded a contract to T&J Marine to do an underwater investigation of the outfall to determine the structural integrity and see if there was any maintenance items we needed to address. The outfall's 30-inch steel pipe that transitions to 24-inch Ys, and then there's 4-inch diffuser ports on each leg of the diffuser. During the inspection, the divers found the pipeline was encompassed with stage one marine growth, which is hard corals and soft corals, and this came off of the structure. So they brought in, you can't remove this by hand, so they brought in a power washer capable of 3,200 PSI to blast off the, there's 7 manholes that stick out of the bottom, and where the diffuser changes to 24 inch, it comes up out of the bottom in Ys. So they did some extensive cleaning of it to look at the manholes, and while they were out there, we elected to have them, and that's the second picture that on your handout, just to show you that that's where the 4-inch ports are on the Y. There's 40 of them. There were only 7 of them open. And the O&M manual says when you reach a flow of 6 MGD, which we did last summer, to open them all. So we had the divers. They had to power wash each one. They were epoxied over with a blank piece of metal, so they opened all those ports up. That cost was $23,500. They also found that there were, on the cathodic protection, there were 4 zincs missing and 24 wires that were broken or missing. So we asked for a proposal from them to go back and address these maintenance items, and we received a proposal of $65,660.25. So if you don't have any questions, I have a motion for to award them.
It's the price of doing business.
Yep.
Overall, though, the...
It's in good shape. Yep. The zincs that were on the structure are corroding. They're supposed to be sized for 40 years, and they look pretty good, maybe about 30%. But these, for some reason, four of them were missing. He sort of suspects they weren't there from the beginning. But, some of the wires were broken off, I think. There are some fishing nets caught on them. Maybe they got knocked off by that.
Okay, read your motion.
Okay. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council approved change order number one in the amount of $89,160.25 for contract 03-01 Ocean Outfall Inspection to perform repairs to the cathodic protection system and for the removal of the blind flanges of the ports on the diffuser.
Motion, gentlemen?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones. To approve the motion for outfall inspection contract, change order number one. $89,160 and some change. Yep. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We held the public hearings